The headline, excuse me, Iran's foreign minister says the U.S. should remain committed to the nuclear conclusion reached between Iran and the P5+1, regardless of internal divisions. Speaking in China, Mohammad Javad Zarif noted that certain regimes, including Israel, are seeking to resolve their problems by instigating further conflict in the region. Russia says Syria's President Bashar al-Assad is ready to engage with the sound forces of opposition and political process. Vladimir Putin also said Russia has been rendering and will continue to render military assistance to Syria in its fight against terrorists. A Turkish military convoy is hit by a roadside bomb in the largely Kurdish eastern province of Mus. 13 soldiers have been wounded. Turkey has been gripped by deadly violence involving the Kurdistan Workers' Party and security forces since a ceasefire between the two sides broke down in July. And a new poll shows that Turkey's ruling AK Party is falling short of the votes needed to form a single-party government in November's snap elections. Meanwhile, the party's leader, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, has been trying to form an interim power-sharing cabinet, but two opposition parties have refused to join. Israeli forces have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds for the third consecutive day. Reports say the forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets, injuring at least 34 Palestinians. The attacks come despite international condemnations. Hamas has warned Israel of harsh consequences. Iran has condemned the recent attacks by Israeli forces on Muslim worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram said that restricting the access of Palestinians to the Holy Mosque is in blatant violation of international law. Iran calls for effective international action to send the much-needed humanitarian aid to Yemen in order to prevent a human catastrophe in the war-torn country. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian has said that miscalculations by certain countries violate international norms and humanitarian principles and worsen the ongoing crisis in Yemen. And the Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units have taken full control of Rabwa city in Saudi Arabia's Asir region. Rabwa is strategically important because it links several cities in southern Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, Ansarullah and army troops have inflicted heavy losses on Saudi troops in Yemen's Ma'adib province.